While Martin is coming, we're asking all clergy that if you're close, if you would come and join us in solidarity. Martin Luther King III.
Let me first thank God for the prospect that all of us are here today and have arrived safely. And I hope and pray that as we, or when we return home, our destinations we will arrive at as safely. For over 10,000 children and families have journeyed to your state capital here in Tallahassee to really say not just to the Union, but to say to any and everyone that is listening, drop the suit. I am certainly honored to stand with a group of religious and spiritual leaders of this community. And actually, before I begin, I want to have the young people to repeat something after me, words that is. So I want you all to just repeat something, because I think we have to start off on a positive note and end on a positive note. So are we ready? Okay. Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
All across the nation.
All across the nation.
We
are going to be
a great generation. Now let's say it again. Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
All across the nation.
All across the nation.
We are going to be a great generation.
A great generation.
One final time, like you really mean it. Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
All across the nation.
All across the nation.
We are going to be a great generation. Now give yourselves a hand. You know, Bishop Curry, Dr. Holmes, Reverend Matthews, and all of these spiritual leaders, I just find it interesting that in our country, we have the gall to debate about how our most precious resource, our children, are treated. That's all right to debate strategy, technique. It's all right to debate what a curriculum might be. But how we have the gall to talk about, well, we can't spend money for this. It costs too much. No one is saying that public education should not be funded. What is being said is that people and families need options. Yeah. One option cannot work.
Right.
You see, we wouldn't even be having any debate if we were talking about building a new missile. I mean, we spend billions of dollars on death and destruction.
Yes, sir.
And we have a different discussion when we're talking about life and the preservation of life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There's something wrong with that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So we are here today for our children. That's what the focus is. And making sure that everything, no dot is left undotted, every T is crossed. That's why families must have the ability to say, well, this doesn't work for my child, or this may work for one of my children, but there are other options that work for others
yes,
of them.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And these options should be available for everyone.
Yeah.
And certainly when we look at the poor and disadvantaged in America, first of all, I don't even know why we have a poor in the United States
Amen.
Of America.
Amen.
in an $18 trillion economy. $18 trillion. And we still have folks growing in poverty. My dad talked about the triple evils of poverty, racism, militarism, and violence, and eradicating them from our society. Yeah. And in 2016, we have nearly 60 million people living in poverty, and the number continues to grow. That is unacceptable. But on the other hand, every day we have thousands of children dropping out of schools. And we don't believe that there's something not right. What this does, this tax credit, is it gives an opportunity for children to drop into schools and to be successful in schools and to be successful in America. It is for families' opportunities. We do live in a great country. And it is wonderful that people have come from all over this state. Not just, as I said, to say drop the suit. That's the primary effort today. But ultimately, if the courts have to decide, the courts will be on the side of justice. Because this is about justice. This is about righteousness. This is about truth. This is about freedom. The freedom to choose what's best for your family and your child, most importantly. You know, America is in transition. We've got an election coming up later on in the year. Elections all over this country. And, you know, we also have so many different people in our nation. What makes America great is the fact that we have diversity. We do not just have one standard. We have a universal standard of excellence, but we have different ways to get to that level of excellence. Again, that's what this is about. Options. You know, my dad, I don't know if I can aptly speak to what he would say today. But what I can say is I know that he always stood up for justice. And this is an issue of justice. This is an issue so that so many of our young people don't end up going into the criminal system. And I didn't say criminal justice system, because I have problems with the criminal system. I have problems with that system because in many and most communities, there's a disproportionate number of folks of color in jail. And we are not addressing that issue appropriately. But if we educate properly at the earlier levels, we will have less and almost none in prison at the end of the scale. But if we do not, and we take a departure, just look at the success of all the schools that these young people are going to. Look at the fact that they journeyed here today. Some, as Bishop Curry set the tone by what he said, he told us all of the factual information. And so, I mean, actually, our work should be done. It's not. I mean, we need to tweet. We need to be doing Facebook today. We need to be doing Instagram today. All the stuff I don't understand. I don't like texting, but we need to do that too. I'm going to tell you, I'm looking up here. Most of us up here are older. And if they be honest, they tell you they don't like it either. But we got to do it. The reason I don't like it, I'm going to tell you honestly, is because I went to school to understand how to make my subject and verb and a sentence, a full sentence. Now people are sending me letters, and I need a young person to be with me every day to tell me what does that mean? What is that? What is LOL? What are these letters? So I like to meet in a full sentence. A full sentence. Drop the suit. That's a full sentence. Drop the suit. Drop the suit. Drop the suit. Drop the suit. At the end of the day, America will retain its greatness. But its greatness is found in its diversity. And that's why when we're talking about diversity, even diversity of options, whether one is educated virtually, that doesn't work for everybody, but some people will do very well virtually. Charter schools don't work for everybody, but a lot will do well. Public schools don't work for everybody. Some will do well. Options. That's what we must have. And so I am so thankful to have had the opportunity to be here with you today. And I look forward to the day of victory. Drop the suit. 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 Drop the suit.
Drop the suit. Drop the suit. Drop the suit.
Let me end with this. My dad told us a lot of things. He used to say that the ultimate measure of a human being is not where one stands in times of comfort and convenience, but where one stands in times of challenge and controversy. He said, vanity ask is a position popular, but that something deep inside called conscience ask is a position right. He went on to say that sometimes we must stand up for positions that are neither safe nor popular nor politic. But we must stand up because our consciences tell us they are right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's what we are here for today, because we're standing on the right side of what's right for our children in our state and in our nation. That's why we're here. So I say to you, don't get anyways tired. Why? Because we've come much too far from where we started. You see, nobody told any of us that our roads would be easy. But I'm here to tell you, our God didn't bring any of us this far to leave us. Thank you so much. Drop the suit. God bless you.